17.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好感謝主能夠帶領佢仆人嚟到你們當中嚟分享神嘅話語。
I'm grateful to God to bring myself, your servant, to come to share with you God's word.
當中你哋可能知道我兩年前嚟過。
Some of you may have remembered I was here 2 years ago.
好感謝你哋嘅支持同埋禱告。
We thank you for your support and your prayers.
能夠令我哋在台灣繼續嘅努力嚟作神嘅工作
，so that we may continue to be diligent in doing God's work in Taiwan。
當一切都係唯獨上帝嘅恩典。
All these are for because of the grace of God。
我再一次低頭禱告。
Let us continue with a word of prayer。
親愛天父
，Dearly Father，
我哋滿心感謝讚美你。
We are grateful in our hearts and we give you thanks。
能夠喺今朝嘅早晨。
So that we come before you this morning,
能够聆听你的话语,
to hear your word,
能够传讲你的话语,
and to preach your word,
求神你引导我们,
may you lead us,
求圣灵引导我们进入你丰盛的真理,
may your spirit lead us into your abundant truth,
敞开我们的心,
to take our hearts,
来聆听你的话语,
open our hearts so we can hear your word,
明白你的真道,
to understand your truth,
祷告仰望奉靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我相信当你们读传道书的时候一定有一个印象就是虚空啊虚空啊。
I believe that when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, there's an image that you would say, oh, it's meaningless, it's vanity.
所以很多人读传道书的时候读到最后就是哇，好消极，好虚空。
And here, and that people read the whole book of Ecclesiastes, they would come to the conclusion, oh, it's so empty, it's so negative.
但我哋读传道书唔可以单单净系从传道书入边嘅内容去读。
So, but as we read the book of Ecclesiastes, we cannot just rely on the literal word of the passages.
我哋要整体神嘅福音嘅信息。
We need to look at Ecclesiastes in the whole view of the salvation of God's plan.
以一个指向、望向、仰望基督的心态来读传道书。
We need to have an attitude that is focused toward Christ as we read the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以一般人读传道书的时候的感受是很负面的。
So therefore, some people who would read the book of Ecclesiastes, they will see it in a very negative point.
但其实传道书的信息并不是我们想象中那么负面的。
But in reality, Ecclesiastes is not as negative as it seems.
今天我们就来看前面第一章前面十一节嘅经文。
And here we will look at the first 10 scriptures of the passage.
首先我哋要睇何为虚空。
So what first we need to see, what does it mean by vanity?
就係传道书一章二节所讲嘅。
It is what is stated in Ecclesiastes verse 1 and 2.
传道者说虚空的虚空虚空的虚空。
So the author of Ecclesiastes says that vanity is vanity, everything is vanity.
如果你看这个虚空的字其实在传道书重复的出现。
As we look at the word vanity in itself, it is repeated throughout the book.
大概出现开重复出现开38次。
It is repeated over 38 times.
我们在领受或者是认识研读这个传道书的过程当中呢
，If we were to understand the whole passage of Ecclesiastes，
面临一个主要挑战就是如何理解呢啲嘅虚空呢啲咁嘅字。
We need to understand some of the meanings of what vanity means。
喺如果你睇英文嘅不同嘅版本或者中文不同嘅版本
，If you look at different translations of the Bible。
就不同的意义了。
You get different meanings of the word vanity.
有些的圣经会翻成无意义。
Some Bibles were translated as meaningless.
有些的圣经就甚至翻成云雾一样。
And some were translated as clouds.
仲有啲圣经要翻成就系徒然无功。
And some people will trans some Bibles were translated as futility。
仲有啲就系跟时间嘅短暂性同存在性系有关嘅。
And some were translated something to do with time, like temporary existence。
甚至有啲嘅圣经版本系翻成。就是俾我哋一个感觉，就是生命就好似迷一样。
And some would translate it that our lives is like a maze.
就是在人生当中，如果遇到一啲你揾唔到答案嘅问题。
That in your life you will not find the answer to your questions.
嗱，我本身嘅睇法咧，虚空系有一个综合嘅形式或者系解读嘅。
But for me, the meaning of vanity, there is a central antidote,
more pluralistic, yeah. 比较综合性的一个形式。
Or more pluralistic.
Yeah. 就是我觉得这个虚空在不同的经文、不同的处境有不同的意思。
And that this vanity word means different things in different circumstances.
就是整体来讲是表达一种无奈或者费解或者是感叹。
And here it tells us that it is an expression of hopelessness and sighing.
从继续看第三节的经文里面呢。
And here as we continue, if we look at verse 3,
这个是一个第三节提出一个很重要的问题。
Here in verse 3, it brings out a very important question.
他说人一切的劳碌就是在他日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢？
So the question is, what profit does a man have for all his toil at which he toils under the sun?
这个问题在全书的上下文里面是有一个很关键的作用的。
And
this 第三节问题在全书的处境或者上下文里面呢，是有一个很重要、很关键的一个 function、一个作用。
Okay, sorry.
It's okay, yeah. Okay. I mean, this question actually in the whole context, the context of the whole book actually have a special purpose and meaning and function for it.That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
咁喺个传道书当中，益处劳碌，嗬，喺或者系日光之下啲字眼咧，系反复嘅出现嘅。
And as we look, understand that throughout the Ecclesiastes, the word toil and toil under the sun is repeatedly throughout the book.
去帮助我哋嚟反思人嘅一种劳劳碌碌嘅咁样嘅生活。
Here it helps us to reflect the toiling and living of our lives.
那益处这个字呢，从字面的意思是其实从做生意有关系的。
So the word profit usually means having to deal with business or a trade.
但如果我们深一层去认识的时候，它不是单单只是跟同经济啊、同贸易啊、同利益有关系的。
But if we look clearly and deeply, we see that it is not only deal with trades and profits and businesses.
它是可以从一个更高的层面来去看的。
We can look at it in a deeper sense.
是可以，甚至可以说是我们要考虑到是怎样从上帝，是从一个世俗的角度，就是这些传道者可能是用一个世俗的角度去看这些所谓的益处。
And here it tells us how we are to use the worldly perspective to see the benefits of Ecclesiastes.
譬如我哋试下问问一个问题，就系我哋究竟系为工作而生活啦，又为生活而工作
？For example, we can ask the question: Do we work to live, or do we live to work？
吓、啊，我哋可能就系一生入边就系、是，哎呀，因为要养有细佬哥啦，有小朋友啦，所以冇办法啦。呢份工虽然唔开心，但系仍然要去做啦。
And sometimes we will say to ourselves, "Oh, we have children, and because I have to feed them, and even though I don't like this job, I still have to go to work."
所以好多人喺个自己嘅工作入边系完全冇满足感嘅。
So therefore, most people who don't have any satisfaction in their own works.
所以到后来劳劳碌碌一生啊。根本睇唔到有咩益处，除开养活我家人。
And as they go through their lives, they say, "Oh, my life is so meaningless. All I do is work to support my family."
同样，传道者当中佢嘅世界入边系冇一个系冇反映出一个上帝超越嘅荣耀嘅。
And the author of Ecclesiastes did not reflect on the existence of God.
传道者确实 告诉我们就是他是从一个很熟悉的层面去反思个世界。
And the preacher or the author of Ecclesiastes is coming from a secular perspective.
看起来好像一个没有上帝的世界一样。
It seems as if there is no God.
他描述的日光之下的生活是怎样的生活呢？
And how does he depict what it means to be working under the sun?
其实是从一个世俗的角度去描述这个生活的。
He is describing life in a secular perspective.
接着下来第四节到十一节呢。
And as we look at verse 4 and to 11,
你看到这个是一个是要讲的，是要解释一个重复的人生。
And you see that the life is repetitive.
好像有些人讲世事轮流转。
And other things is that the world just keep rolling around in circles.
那对于传道者这个问题的答案就是，我们所有的劳劳碌碌都没什么收获，就是没什么 profit， 没什么益处的。
So to summarize, the preacher, he is saying that no matter what you do or how hard you work, everything becomes meaningless.
跟着他就用开有关自然界和人类可以从历史当中无尽反复的这样的讲法来去解释。
And now he will use the examples that through nature and even through human history that he would explain what does he mean by meaningless.
所以为了证明他的观点呢
,so,
他的观点他的看法。
So what is his main, perspective?
他就是讲到他就举一些的例子来去解释了。
So he would use some example to explain himself.
所以你看到这段经文里面的上半部所举的例子是跟创造界、自然界有关系的。
So as you look at this section, that he would use the first part of it to explain it by nature.
就是第四节到第七节。
That is from verse 4 to verse 7.
接着后半部八节到十一节呢就跟我们人类所经历所看到的例子有关系。
And the second part from verse 7 to 8 to 11, he would use the human experience to explain the meaningless.
重点就是无论我们观察到周围的世界。
The main point is that no matter if you look around your world around you,
或者考虑到自己的生活的经历,
or to look into your own experience of work,
重点都是一样的。
The main point is,
就是没什么得着。
You get nothing out of it.
没什么可以得着根本。
Nothing can be expected of it.
就譬如说我们人类喜欢讲比较喜欢讲谈论到进步，我们一定要进步，做什么时候进步。
A lot of times that we talk, we say that we want to make progress.
经济要发展啦。
The economy needs to progress.
科技要发展要进步啦。
Technology needs to progress.
要改进啦。
That there should be improvement.
但是表面上你看都是没什么意义的。
But if you look at the surface of it, it's meaningless.
所以正如这个传道书所讲的，离开上帝，我们所有的劳碌都不会得着什么。
So therefore, aside from God, what can you gain of it?
就好像耶稣讲过，主耶稣讲过，我们在世上，劳劳碌碌，到后来你可能就是赔上生命，有什么益处呢？
As Jesus says, you toil and you work, and if you do not gain Jesus, what is the purpose?
就是耶稣所说，他们若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
As Jesus has stated, for what will a man profit if he gains the whole world, but forfeit his soul?
这是马太福音16章26节。
This is from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
跟着我们看第四节这里讲，一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
And here, as we look at verse 4, it says, a generation goes, a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
那我相信我们当人想到下一代的时候，
And when we as humans think of the next generation,
我们所盼望的就是有更好的下一代或者未来。
We are hoping that the next generation will be better.
就好像讲我们讲，我们的孩子，我们的小朋友，我们的小哥是我们的未来。
So we are saying that maybe our children may be our future.
但你发觉无论是所谓的 X 时代 Y 时代或者是 C 时代
No matter whether it's generation X or Y or Z
都系你睇到就系一代过一代又去，都系大概系咁样样。
And if you see one generation after another, they're all about the same.
嚟嚟去去
，coming and going.
一代人可能嗬，真系兴起。
One generation may rise.
但系另一代又离去啦。
And another generation disappears.
又年轻一代好快就取代年长一代啦。
And then the younger generation will soon malign the older generation.
跟住又下一代又起嚟啦。
And then the next generation will develop.
情况总是就系咁样样啦。
This continually repeats.
咁你发觉每一代都有嗰个代沟嘅。
And you see that there is a generation gap in every generation.
所以你睇到就系点样讲咧？就系我哋睇到就系每一代过去时候啊，我哋成日讲与时代脱节啦。
And you would say that there is a gap that our generation is different from yours.
譬如话今日我同我小朋友讲，哦，我系用 Facebook 噶，佢哋讲。
And today, as I speak to my children, I use Facebook.
佢哋话，哦，呢个系已经过去时代，我哋而家唔用 Facebook， 都系 Instagram 啊。
Yeah, no, we don't. That's outdated. We don't use Facebook. We use Instagram.
第五节，日头出来，日头落去，急归所出之地。
In verse 5, the sun rises and the sun goes down and hastens to where it rises.
第五节讲明，即我解释嘅，亦都系同样嘅道理。
And here the verse 5 illustrate the same situation.
从传道者嘅角度嚟睇
，from the preacher's point of view，
就系太阳每日嘅运行
，the way of the sun it continues，
一圈又一圈
，one circle after another。
好似从来未真正嘅到达任何地方。
It seems like it doesn't stop at any particular area.
毫无意义。
It's really meaningless.
所以日复一日。
So every day.
Sorry. 每一日起嚟都系咁样样，重复又重复。
Every day seems the same, repeating itself。
哦，跟住嚟第六节咧
，and as we go to verse 6，
就系讲到风啦。
And he talks about the wind。
但你发觉风亦都从传道者角度嚟睇系冇明确或者明显嘅目的嘅。
And also to the preacher, the wind has no real purpose。
从呢度吹到呢度
，it blows from here to there，
翻翻覆覆
，and it goes here and there。
即系冇停过嘅
，it doesn't stop，
都系咁样样
，still the same。
但第七节讲到水嘅流动
，and then verse 7 he now talks about water，
都系一样
，it's the same。
哦，呢度讲到嘅水，可能唔系讲到就系水哦蒸发到天空去，跟住落雨。
He doesn't describe water as a cycle of going back into the sky and coming down as rain。
相反，传道者所讲嘅就系任何所有河流。
But what he's trying to say is that no matter what happens, the water still goes back to the ocean.
嗱，我哋相信传道者系一个以色列人。
We know that the author is an Israelite.
传统当中系相信佢就系所罗门王啦。
And here it tells us that he is the king of Jerusalem.
如果住喺以色列
，if he lived in Israel，
我知道以色列有死海
，and there's a Dead Sea.
死海系处喺内陆嘅。
And this Dead Sea is inland.
系冇通向一个出口嘅。
It has no exits.
所以几个世纪以来，你睇到约旦河水一直系流向呢个死海嘅。
So for generations, you see the Jordan River goes into the Dead Sea.
睇到个海系好似永远都填满嘅。
But it seems like the Dead Sea never gets filled.
但系水仲系继续流。
But water continues to flow.
所以同大自然嘅观察里头，基本上传道者。到底要表达啲乜嘢
？So what is the author trying to say through nature？
就系一种无止境啊
！That it is an endless circle，
单调嘅
，is meaningless and
好无聊嘅
，is boring，
好无聊嘅生活
，it is a boring life，
无聊同无奈啊
，purposeless and hopeless。
今日我哋世人也是如此。
Today we as humans are the same。
哦、如果你冇意外发生嘅情况之下、哦、大概我哋一年大概有365日，系咪
？So if nothing really happens, so we have a year. Within our year is 365 days.
但有时我要问一个问题。
But let me ask you a question.
其实我们是过紧365日的生活呢？
Are we living 365 days?
或者是重复着365日的生活呢？
Or are we just living a life that consists of 365 days?
你有没有时常想过，其实每日过日子都是差不多的？
Have you ever thought how you live your life? Doesn't it seem the same?
做的事情都是差不多的。
Everything you do is similar.
啊，你大概用一个工作人大概起来，我就是可能是刷牙洗个面吃个早餐就去翻工了。
If you're an ordinary worker, you will wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, wash your face, and have breakfast, and then you go to work.
朝九晚五跟住又揸车又回家了。
And from 9 to 5, you would drive to work and you come home.
吃个晚餐。
And you have dinner.
看个电视。
Watch a little TV.
跟住又去睡觉了。
And then you go to sleep.
所以从传道者的角度来看，就是很无聊，可能是很无奈的生活。
And you see from the preacher's perspective, this is really no purpose in life. It's meaningless.
所以到底我们生活的意义在哪里呢？
So where is the purpose of our lives?
或者有些人就是一生人都找不到的答案。
And perhaps many of us will never find this answer to our question.
因此我们都会随着成长对生命有不同的定义的。
But throughout our growth in life, there are different meanings.
我相信很多人都有类似的经验。
And some of us may have these experiences.
离开学校。
When you graduate from college.
开始踏入职场里面。
If you start to go into the working field.
跟着就做一些或者是读一些已经是做一些同你各位在大学以前读大学的时候完全无关的工作。
And some of you end up doing work that has nothing to do with what you majored in.
或者你要发觉过往旧阵时所得到的文凭一张一张的或者考试卷都是好像废纸一样。
And you will soon realize that all your diplomas, all the tests that you've took are just waste paper.
所以你有没有发觉很多时候我们生活是一种叫做怎么讲呢，换汤不换药的重复性，就是一种重复性的。
Sometimes it's like, it's so repetitive that you just,
Yeah.
Yeah.
所以我们可以试一下想一下，就是过去有没有类似的状况发生。
And you have to see deeply,What is the situation?
有冇真係喺晚上或者係某一個時刻，你要諗到就係，哎呀，每日都係咁做，有咩意義呢？
And sometimes you sit there watching TV and you say that, oh, I do this every night. What is the meaning?
我聽過一位在職場上工作嘅女生嘅一種分享。
And one time a female worker shared with me.
佢大概五年内换开十份工作。
And within 5 years, she changed 10 jobs.
而且每次换工嘅理由都好似系相同。
And every time she changed jobs, seems to be the same.
所以到一个地步，佢真系佢停落嚟去谂下。点解一直换工作呢？
And up to a certain point, she had to sit herself down and ask, why am I changing jobs?
而且佢发觉到每一次我换工作，将离职嘅时候，都有一种感觉噶。
And you see that she realized that every time she changes job, she has a feeling.
就系佢觉得每一次就系、是，哎呀，我觉得好委屈。
And many times she feels that she has been oppressed.
就好失望。
She's disappointed.
甚至是很撞火，很 very angry， 很撞火。
Or perhaps she is very angry.
他觉得这个社会很现实。
He says this world is too realistic.
所以发觉每一次离职的原因，虽然好像都比理由好像不一样，但是那个感觉是一样的。
And she feels that every time that she left the job, even though it seems different, but in reality, it feels the same.
但是当我们仔细去分析的时候
，And but if we look into it deeply.
去发觉每一次点解会咁失望呢
？And she realized why was she always disappointed？
因为觉得我需要被接纳。
Because she said I need to be accepted。
我需要被喺工作上被赞赏。
I need to be praised at work。
但系到个地步就系佢得唔到。
But she never received it。
所以发觉当老板嘅口气差啲嘅时候咧
，So when the tone of voice of the boss is a little bit off，
佢内心就会好受伤。
And then she's hurt deeply，
跟住日日夜夜都系咁累积落去嘅时候
，and that these progress day and night, day and night，
佢个工作意愿就变得好低啦。
Now her performance will start to drop，
所以跟住就系一个所谓嘅恶性循环啦。
So it becomes a vicious cycle。
Yeah， 但到最后再揾个理由就系辞职啦。
So she finds an excuse and then she quits。
但系当佢冷静去谂下整件事情都。究竟是怎样发生的时候
呢? And as she calms herself down and she looks at her life and says, why do these things happen?
但是发觉,哎呀,其实老板的语气不是那么差而已。
She realized that the tone of the boss is not that bad.
或者老板很多时候对每一个同事都是这样口气的。
And perhaps that maybe the boss treats everybody the same way.
但是当事情重复又重复发生的时候呢?
And when these things repeatedly happen in her life,
从一个很细数的角度去看的时候呢?
When she looks at things from a very narrow perspective,
就觉得这个工作根本是没有意义的。
And she felt that this job is meaningless and worthless.
跟着我们看第八节。
And as we look at verse 8,
跟住第八节，我哋又睇到就系、是、同样嘅观点。
And here we see it's a similar theme.
第八节讲万事令人厌烦啊。
Here it tells us
第八节一章第八节，万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽。
All things are weariness, a man cannot utter it.
嗱，透过一句话。传道者即系重新，即系重复嘅讲到，就系呢个系一段经文嘅中心嘅主题嘅。
This is the theme of the passage，
就系继续再讲落嚟，就系觉得就系从呢个感官上开始，感觉上开始。
And from this emotional experience，
再睇到第一章第八节讲到就系眼下诶眼呢、这个眼睛看。看不饱。
He says, from that perspective, that all that I can see, it's not fulfilling.
耳听听不足。
That, my eyes cannot be satisfied and my ears cannot be filled.
所以看到人很多时候看不满足，听不满足。
So mankind, a lot of times, are not satisfied with their view or with their hearing.
我相信我们活着一个资讯时代。好多嘅咁样嘅用眼睛嚟去，希望用透过视觉去咁满足自己感受。
And living in a world of data, we want to be filled with imageries and with information.
或者用听觉嚟去满足自己嘅嗰种欲望。
And or we use our hearing to satisfy our desires.
但你发觉永远睇唔够。
But you realize that you will never be fulfilled.
永远听唔够。
You will never hear enough.
所以睇到喺 Netflix 上面就系有永远睇唔完嘅电视节目或者电影系咪
？Therefore, on Netflix, you will never finish viewing everything on Netflix.
所以年轻人打电动嘅时候，永远都系打唔完噶。
So therefore, as the young people play their games, they will never finish the game.
喺 Spotify 上边有永远听唔完嘅歌曲系咪
？And on Spotify, there are lists that you can never finish hearing.
喺台湾嘅处境咧，就系有永远食唔完嘅牛肉面。
And in Taiwan, there is endless beef noodles that you cannot taste all of them.
总有更好嘅牛面餐馆可以尝试。
There is always a better beef noodle restaurant opening up.
人生就系咁样啊。
This is life.
第九节同样嘅人类历史，我传道者讲到，似乎就系总是重复又重复。
And here in verse 9, the author keeps saying that everything is repeated.
国家兴亡。
That the
countries, the nation rise and fall. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The nations rise and fall.、Sorry.
Yeah, 人性不变。
Humankind does not change.
我哋睇下我哋周围或者新闻就知道俄罗斯，譬如话俄罗斯同呢个乌克兰，或者以色列同巴勒斯坦。
And we look in the news today, we hear news about Ukraine versus Russia or Israel against Iran.
我大概你知道，其实俄罗斯唔系第一次侵犯呢个乌克兰。
And you know that if you know history, you see that this is not first time Russia invaded Ukraine.
以色列同呢个哈马斯或者巴勒斯嘅冲突都唔系 刚才正发生的事情。
And you see that the struggle between Israel and the Hamas is not something that happened recently.
所以来到第十节到十一节就告诉我们说，在日光之下看起来是没什么新鲜事的。
And you see in history and throughout our life, there's nothing really that's new.
传道者在这段经文就是描述一种我相信是一种历史的失忆症。
And here, what the author is trying to depict in Ecclesiastes is that there's amnesia.
因为人民一般都是不是很了解自己的历史。
Because mankind does not realize or understand their own history.
我们所看到所谓新奇的事情呢
？And when we see that something that seems new,
从传道者的角度来睇呢
？And but according to the perspective of the preacher,
实际上可能是我们早已遗忘的事情，啲古老事情。
Sometimes this could be things that we have forgotten that has happened in the past.
我有一次我师母同我讲，你有冇发觉我 Moses 有冇发觉？现在又开始流行喇叭裤了，他说。
One time, my wife was talking to me that, oh, bell bottoms are now becoming popular again.
特别是当他讲是女性的服饰和服装。
Especially we're talking about female fashions.
我想到哇，喇叭裤是七十年代好像是。
You see, oh, bell bottoms, weren't they back in the 70s?
但你又看到就是事情就是这样。
And you see, this is the way things happen.
很多时候我们好像患上了失忆症一样。
And sometimes we feel like we have amnesia.
所以很多时候到一个地步，就好像传道者所讲，再继续讲落嚟，就是甚至乎一啲是很伟大的人、很伟大的事情，到一个年代已经忘记晒。
And just as what the author is trying to say, that even the things that were great and happened in the past, they will be forgotten.
好简单一个问题。
For example.
你知道你的爷爷奶奶、啊、即是祖父祖母叫什么名字？
Do you know the name of your great grandparent or great grandmother?
你知不知道他们的历史、啊、或者是什么？
Do you know about their history and how they live?
可能你说、哎、祖父祖母外公外婆、哎、还记得。
Maybe you will remember your grandparents and your grandmother.
再一代上去呢？
How about the previous generation?
哇，可能很多已经你说我们是普通人，那是但是名人呢？
And then you said this is ordinary people. What about famous people?
你知道在华人教我当我改床同我还问一个问题，当你是香港人一定知道、啊、我说张学友你认不认识、啊、
And in a Chinese community I will ask do you know
Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan?
Yeah. 啊、他们说、啊、当然认识，虽然张学友已经有六十几岁了。
Yes, of course I remember him if you're in the 60s.
但是当我问知不知道哪个叫陈百强
?And do you know 陈百强 ?Danny Chan?、
Yeah. 可能 香港来一定知道、啊、当然有、oh, 但是很多时候在年轻一代已经哦陈百强是哪
个 ?And maybe if your older generation came from Hong Kong, you said, of course I know him, but newer generation,Who the heck is he?
我们知道陈百强和张学友应该是同代的。
But in reality, Jackie Chan and David Chan are in the same generation.
但是早年，陈百强都是很出名的一个歌星，是吧？
And Danny Chan was a famous singer.
但是因为我早年就自杀，已经离开了世界了。
Because he committed suicide, he left the world early.
同样的，很出名的牧师都是一样。
And even famous pastors.
当我问认明识唐牧师，唐崇荣牧师。
Do you know Stephen Tong?
哇，大家当然识啦。
Everybody said, "Of course we know him."
跟住再问，知唔知道边个宋尚志啊
？Do you know who is 宋尚志？
哈 ，John Song 呀。
John Song？
啊，有啲人就仲系识啊。
He said, "Some people said yes, we know him."
宋尚志系唐崇荣牧师之前，亦都系一位好伟大嘅报道家。
So John Song or 宋尚？
John Song,
it's a pastor that was prior to Stephen Tong.
但当我将问下一个问题，知唔知边个王明道啊
？But if I ask you another question, who is Wang Mingdao?
冇人知。
Nobody knows.
当然可能当众你都知道。
Maybe some of you.
但系我哋结论就系我哋就好似我开始讲嘅时候，我哋读传道书嘅时候，唔可以停留喺咁嘅。无意义虚空的情面里头。
But the conclusion is when we read the book of Ecclesiastes, we can dwell on the meaningless.
我帮助弟兄姊妹要从一个新的角度去睇传道书。
I want to help you to look at Ecclesiastes in a different perspective.
从一个救赎历史的角度去睇传道书。
We need to look at it in a biblical salvation perspective.
如果我们去睇旧约嘅时候
，If we have to look at the Old Testament,
你要睇到旧约其实有好多重复嘅例子。
And you will see that there are many history that repeats itself.
譬如亚伯拉罕就已经有两次出卖自己太太，系咪
？Abraham has twice betrayed his own wife。
哇！你又做姊妹咧，一定唔会嫁俾咁嘅老公啊，系咪
？And you as a sister, you says I don't want to marry this kind of person。
跟住睇到亚伯拉罕同佢嘅仔以撒系相似，有相似类似嘅经验嘅。
And you will see that Abraham and his son Isaac, they have similarities.
佢哋都有好漂亮嘅妻子。
They have beautiful wives.
佢哋都系喺外邦嘅之地，可都系讲大话出卖自己嘅妻子。
But they will lie about their wives and betray them in foreign lands.
跟住佢哋嘅妻子都有呢个可即系种唔可以生 baby 嘅问题。
And they both have difficulty in giving birth.
但系你想问点解有啲重复嘅例子
？And you would say that why is already repetitive example？
当然唔系作者自己作出嚟嘅。
It's obviously the author didn't write these. He didn't make these things up.
呢啲历史重复历史发生，要讲俾你讲俾你嚟听，就系上帝系信实嘅。
What the Bible is telling of with these repetitive stories is that God is trustworthy。
喺佢嘅约里头，喺佢嘅救恩嘅计划里头
，in their covenants and through their salvation，
从来冇改变过。
That has never changed。
纵使人软弱
，even though man is weak，
纵使人犯罪
，even man sins，
神仍然爱佢所拣选嘅人。
God still loved the people He chose。
你睇到史诗记一样嘅
，and you see that
Judges here。Book of Judges,
the Book of Judges is the same.
一代不如一代
All generation after generation.
以色列兴起
the rise of Israel.
跟住又忘记耶和华
And then they forget God.
跟住就犯罪
And they sin.
跟住神就让佢哋落在敌人嘅手中
And God allows them to be conquered by their enemies.
被折磨
tortured,
oppressed, yeah.
Oh, oppressed.
跟住就呼求上帝
，and then they cry out to God.
跟住上帝再赐俾佢哋史诗嚟带领佢哋拯救佢哋
，and God will send a leader to save them.
以色列嘅王国都一样啊
，the same is with Israel.
重复又重复
，it repeats itself.
兴起犯罪，上帝怜悯施恩再救赎。
That they rise and they sin and they forget about God and they ask for forgiveness and God saves them.
所以你睇到好多咁嘅历史嘅重复性喺里头。
And therefore you see this repetition of history.
喺度告诉我哋关于上帝嘅慈爱。
Is here is telling us about the love of God.
上帝嘅公义。
The justice of God.
上帝嘅审判。
The judgment of God.
人嘅恶罪行。
The sinfulness of mankind.
所以喺一切嘅天灾人祸喺旧约当中战争。And here,都是为开彰显上帝救赎的历史或者是恩典。
Here we see that all the natural disasters, wars and death, that here we see the picture of God's glory and salvation.
跟住最后
and finally,
你睇到就是当传道人讲传道者讲就是诶世喺日光之后好像冇新事。
And here, as the preacher concludes that everything, there's nothing really new in life.
但我哋从一个救赎历史角度去睇嘅时候
，But if we look at life through a salvation perspective,
我哋系有一个新嘅开始嘅。
We have a new beginning.
系同我哋耶稣基督有关嘅。
It starts with Jesus Christ.
如果我睇呢个嘅约翰福音三章十六节到十七节。
If we look at John chapter 3, 16 to 17,
你睇到我哋基督道成肉身就一个新嘅开始啦。
You see that when Jesus became a man, that was a new beginning.
上帝爱世人
，God so loved the world，
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
，that he gave his son, an only son，
叫一切信他的
，so that whoever believes。
不至灭亡
will not perish,
反得永生
but have ever, but have eternal life.
从来没有一个圣人所谓的出名的人做过讲过这样的说话
No other famous person in this world have ever said these words.
有一个新的开始
This is a new beginning.
甚至从圣经的角度来看我们是一个新的创造是吧
Even from the Bible, we can see that we are a new creation.
保罗曾经讲过若有人在基督里
And Paul had once said that if anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人
He is a new creation.
旧事已过
The old has passed away.
就变成新的人了新的了
And he has become new.
甚至从使徒行传看到就是我们是一个新的群体
And even from the book of Acts, we are a new community.
使徒行传第二章
And chapter 2 of Acts,
就你看到教会就那时候所谓 Ecclesia, 诞生了
And you can see that the church which at that point was a called Ecclesia, which is a church.
甚至我们知道有旧约就有什么新约是吗
We know that if there's an Old Testament, that there must be a New Testament.
耶利米书31章31节
In Jeremiah verse 31,
耶和华说
The Lord said,
日子将到我要与以色列家和犹大家临另立新约
He says, a day is coming where I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
然后更重要就是我们有新天新地
And more importantly, that there will be a new heaven and new earth.
就是当我们读到启示录21章的时候
And as we look at Revelation verse 21,
就看到新天新地
We see a new heaven and new earth.
在新天新地里
In the new heaven and new earth,
没犯罪
There's no sinning.
不再有咒诅
There's no curse.
没眼泪
No tears.
这是我们所仰望的世界
And this is the world we're hoping for.
所以这个世界真的没有新事吗
Is there nothing new under the world?
都是重重复复吗
Is everything just repeat itself?
表面上看到很多事情好像在重复当中
Yes, it seems that way Things are repeating itself
但是从救赎历史的推进这个进程里头
But if we look at it through a historical salvational perspective
我们基督徒深深知道是有一个新的开始
We as Christians in our heart know there's a new beginning
有新的创造
There's new creation
有新的生命
There's new life
有新的盼望
There's new hope
有新约
There's new testament
有新天新地
There's a new heaven and new earth
愿神赐福我们
May God bless us
我们一起祷告
Let us pray
慈悲的天父
Merciful God
我们来到你面前的时候我们要满心感谢赞美你
As we come before you we are come with a heart that was filled with thanksgiving
虽然每日的生活看来这么平淡在重复当中
Even though our lives seem so calm and so repetitive,
甚至我们看到生老病死
as we see birth, oldness and death,
看来人生当中好像毫无意义
and we seems like our lives are meaningless.
但是只要在基督里
but we know that in Christ,
主耶稣基督已经为着我们罪担当我们罪在十字架上。
And Jesus has bore our sins upon the cross.
洗净我们的罪
Has cleansed us of our sins.
使我们在天父的面前我们是一个新造的人
So that in the eyes of our God, we are a new creation.
唯独是神你的救赎恩典
It's only through your saving grace.
在所有这些重复的事情当中
In all these things that are happening and repeating in our lives.
在所有的表面上看来是很无聊很无奈的事情当中
And what seems on the surface that are meaningless and hopelessness,
我们深深知道只有在基督里头
we know deep in our hearts that only through Christ,
就能找到人生最终极的意义
can we really find the true meaning of life.
感谢主
Lord, we thank you.
求神赐福我们
May you continue to bless us.
祷告仰望奉靠主耶稣基督的名求
We pray these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.